This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, folks, just when you thought we had this garbage contract issue behind us, we now know we have competing lawsuits in civil district court, and now we have competing opinions amongst the city administration, the mayor showing a complete total lack of respect for her CAO, her deputy CAO, and the head of sanitation, who express serious concerns with the ability of Henry Consulting to be able to do the job as a result of communications that they had with Henry Consulting. They were under the impression that they were going to rescind the original order and put in place Ivy Waste, and they end up getting blindsided the next day. Here to talk to us about it, J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council Member-at-Large and President of the City Council. J.P., welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel.
Just when we thought this was over, it's not, and it's actually becoming a lot more complicated than what meets the eye.
That is 100% correct. Obviously, as you know, there are more lawsuits. It was a citizen lawsuit to get a declaratory judgment saying that the entire contract was bogus because of a lot of the things the council uncovered in our own investigations. Then the mayor declared the fake emergency to try and give Mr. Henry a emergency contract, which is kind of the source of the conversation today. And then Mr. Torres filed a lawsuit basically saying the emergency contract was bogus, and that's actually going to be taking place today in court. There's a whole lot of stuff going on, but for our purposes, what happened at the Monday meeting was by far the most interesting, which is when we pressed the senior levels of the administration as to what had happened in the last week. They unveiled or kind of disclosed the fact that they were all operating under the assumption on July 8th that the mayor was going to rescind the previous termination of the Ivy Waste contract and let it continue while all this other nonsense was going on, because they had already established independently within the administration that they did not think that Mr. Henry and Henry Consulting was capable of doing the work. They left on the 8th. They thought on the 8th everything was resolved. And then they find out on the 9th, beginning with a text message that was sent to Mr. Torrey from the mayor's chief of staff, basically saying that move forward with the contract. He did not know what that meant. And what began at that point was those same people trying to figure out what had changed on the 9th, and they were effectively stonewalled. In the background, the mayor began doing a direct, from what we understand, a direct interaction between the mayor, I guess her chief of staff, and Mr. Henry to negotiate a contract. And where things start to get a little bizarre is that they were essentially using the rationale, Newell, that they did not have to do emergency procurement because they were going to use the emergency to essentially award the contract that's in the suspensive appeal. They were going to take the awarded RFP from 2024 and just say, no procurement, he gets the contract, which that's problem one, because during an emergency contract, there is a procurement required. When Mr. Torres got his emergency contract, they went through a low bid process and he won. That's problem one. They start negotiating this contract behind the scenes with no interaction from any of the deputy CAOs, no interaction from the head of sanitation. And this is where it gets really interesting. In the midst of all this, the citizen lawsuit is moving. And on the 10th, the mayor issues the emergency declaration on the 9th while she's negotiating this contract. So she's negotiating a contract and creates an emergency to justify having the contract. What order, we don't know, but on the 10th, the council immediately moves to terminate that emergency because the emergency is bogus. What's interesting is we find out through a series of emails and disclosures confirmed through various sources, which is not in question, the mayor does not receive the draft of the contract signed by Mr. Henry, a draft meaning not the final contract, he signed a draft, till 10 a.m. on the 10th. Then the next time we see movement is the city attorney's office lifts his signature off a draft, puts it on a final. According to the city attorney, the process was Henry's signature, their signature, then the mayor's, and that contract that is fully executed is sent back to Daniel Davila at 12:30 p.m., which is an hour after we ended the emergency. What makes this all very, very problematic for the mayor and Mr. Charles Rice is they filed a court proceeding, an intervention against the citizen lawsuit that took place with Mr. Torres. They filed a document that said that this contract was executed on the 9th, the day before. And that's really where all this gets very thorny, because they backdated the contract, and we discovered that because there was a whiteout on the contract. They backdated the contract to the 9th to support their legal position against the citizen lawsuit. And as recently as yesterday, Mr. Henry was still citing July 9th as the date because they were arguing that the contract was completed before the council rescinded the emergency. And as you know, as an attorney, I'm an attorney, you can't go file doctored documents in court. You can't lie in court. And either Mr. Rice is lying in court, or he needs to disclose that his client lied to him. And there were parties involved, including the mayor who signed the contract, that backdated a public document. One, that's obviously, you know, injuring and filing a falsified public document, but there is a motive to do this, which is to support their narrative. The mayor had signed the contract on the 9th before the council repeal, not after the council had already repealed the emergency. That's everything.
So now where does this issue get resolved?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that, and I said this publicly, I'm going to talk to the lawyers for the citizen lawsuit, since the fake disclosure and filing of injured documents happened in their case. I'm going to recommend that those citizens file a bar complaint because it impacted their position. What was interesting is there was a status conference on the 10th during the council meeting where, according to attorneys for the citizens, Mr. Rice repeatedly argued that their preliminary injunction was moot because the mayor had signed the contract on the 9th. So not only did he represent in writing that this contract was signed on the 9th, which is impossible, he told a judge who relied upon that to not move forward on that preliminary injunction. So I think there's a lot of legal culpability because, as you know, as an attorney, you cannot file false documents or make misrepresentations to the court. I think the fact that the city attorney's office and the mayor put into the record a contract that they know from massive documentation, the date was wrong, and there's a motive to make it wrong. And I think if you would have saw the hearing on Monday, we knew that things got fishy when we asked the city attorney, Collette White, when we saw the whiteout that was obvious on the contract for the 9th date, when we asked her when she signed it, she looked at it in Newell. I crap you not. She looked at a document with her signature on it that had the knife on it and said, I don't know when it was signed. And, I mean, that was a huge red flag to every lawyer on the council because the date is on the contract you signed. If everything's above board, you would say on the record under oath it was signed on the 9th, right, Newell?
Yeah.
Instead, she played dumb.
Absolutely.
And that's when all this began to unravel between that and the haphazard whiteout.
Is she the lawyer who lifted Troy Henry's signature from the draft and superimposed it on the original?
I don't know. Everybody over there, I know who didn't do it. We know that Andrew Gregorian, who was there, who's typically their contract lawyer, was not involved. We know that the city attorney, Denisha Turner, said she was not in the office that day. But no one is forthcoming to own this. No one will say who handled the contract. No one will say who brought it to the mayor to get it signed. Because obviously, the person that handed the contract to the mayor should know what time they brought it to her. And so there's a lot of people playing dumb over there. But the problem is, this data is irrefutable as far as the fact that the contract did not come, the draft signed contract did not enter to the city's possession until 10:02 a.m. on the 10th. So if they did not get the first signature, and according to the city attorney, the timing of signatures was Mr. Henry's signature, the city attorney's for form, you know, that it was done properly by legal form, and finally the mayor's, that process could not have started until 10 o'clock on the 10th, though they repeatedly, publicly, and in documents filed in the court, say that happened on the 9th. Those two things cannot both be correct, and the mountain of evidence we have at this point says it was not signed on the 9th. And that is a significant problem. So, I mean, obviously, there could be implications, and that's up to law enforcement. As you know, you cannot file false public documents. You cannot alter public documents. And the whiteout on the contract, here's what's very interesting. When we looked at the whiteout and flipped the page, because as you know, Newell, when you white something out, the bleed on the other page shows you what it originally was.
Mm-hmm.
The date was actually either the 6th or the 8th, which is probably why they whited it out, because the emergency contract would have predated the emergency.
The declaration of the emergency.
Correct.
The executed declaration of the emergency.
Right. So the contract that would have been based on the declaration would have been before the declaration. And I guess somebody with swift thinking decided to white it out and change the date, but it didn't help because the date was still a date that was placed on a document for purposes of deceiving the public and concealing the fact of the actual timing of the contract. And there is a motive for doing so, which is the mayor and her allies were desperate to pretend that this contract predated the council eliminating the emergency declaration.
Well, swift thinking would be a stretch, but it does go a long way as it relates to intent, right? As to what these parties were intending to do here.
Well, and just to add the cherry on the side, they did not get an executed bond on this contract until July 16th.
Right, because that's not important, right? I mean, we know that because they never placed a lot of importance on that to begin with as it relates to Mr. Henry.
Let us take a break
real quick, and we'll come back and talk about that issue more when we return. We're visiting with Councilman J.P. Morrell, the president of the New Orleans City Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Be right back. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council Member at Large, also President of the Council. So, J.P., we have this contract now, an emergency contract, no bid, no bond, and a fake emergency. Where does this play out?
Oh, I think if district court could finally get their head out of where it is and just look at the law, this emergency should be thrown out. The contract should be thrown out. And the mayor should do what her staff already recommended, which is still available to her, which is rescind the termination of Ivy Waste and let all the court cases play out. The reality is that this city council is never going to let her in any shape or form give a free contract to her buddy. And let's not bury the lead, Newell. What came out yesterday, came out Monday as well, is she wants to give an emergency contract to Henry Consulting and pay them $2.1 million more dollars than Ivy Waste to do less work. This whole thing smells to high hell, pun intended, and if in the interest of protecting the public, the mayor should just do what her team said, rescind the termination of Ivy Waste, let the court cases play out, and let trash get picked up. We'll have to see if she's willing to do what common sense says, what common sense dictates, but she's never let common sense stop her before.
It's been reported that the city is experiencing a $70 million deficit. Is there trust?
Is there trust in that number?
I mean, I'm hearing that number actually may be larger.
In the conversations I've had with Councilmember DeRusso, the number we believe is actually larger. And part of what Mr. Montano has done, which I think is reasonable considering the way things are going, is institute a hiring freeze that has negatively impacted the city's Office of Homeland Security. What I would tell you is, if we have a $100 million deficit, why is the mayor trying to give $2.1 million to our buddy for a contract someone else is doing for $2.1 million less? And why are we spending $50,000 for the mayor to fly to Nice?
Yeah, and when do y'all get an explanation as it relates to the expenses of that trip?
Oh, we don't, because according to Judge Medley, in her infinite wisdom, the council not only cannot control travel for anyone in city government, she has blocked us from getting things that you could get through a public record request. So judicial elections matter. I don't know who got to Judge Medley, but her decision is absolutely insane. And it is absolutely what enabled the mayor to fly first class for $50,000 to Nice. And honestly, I predicted it after the ruling. I said, if you thought the mayor's travel was bad before, this horrific ruling by Judge Medley is going to make it worse. And pretty much right after Judge Medley made that ridiculously asinine ruling, the mayor basically told the entire city of New Orleans, hold my beer, you see nothing yet.
So that you know, the Public Records Act says otherwise. So basically she's saying that the Public Records Act doesn't apply to the mayor's travel?
Yes. Part of the revised travel ban required that the CAO's office just provide us data on spending, on how money's being spent for travel by every department. And Judge Medley told us to mind our GD business, and that the mayor's not required to submit anything to the council at all, nor the CAO regarding anything she does regarding travel.
Well, it might be time that we get up in Ms. Medley's business.
Well, Ms. Medley's already facing a suspension from the courts anyway. I don't know what else you could do to her.
Yeah,
at this point.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, J.P. Morrell, as always. Appreciate your time, your insight. Keep up the great work. New Orleans City Council member at large and president of the New Orleans City Council. Try to have a great weekend.
I will try. Thanks, Noel.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.